How low can it go? The price of gasoline, that is. As we reported on the show, oil prices have been dropping due in part to an expectation of reduced demand in Europe, a boost in U.S. production, and a price war among OPEC nations.
All that is translating into the lowest gas prices in 4 years. According to the website Gas Buddy, the average for a gallon of regular in the U.S. is now $3.15. And depending on the state, you may be paying even less.
Especially in Missouri, where you'll see the lowest gas prices, $2.82 a gallon, followed by South Carolina, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Minnesota, all under $3 a gallon. People in Hawaii are paying the most, as they often do, at $4.11 a gallon, but most states have prices below $3.50. Although I can report, if you fill up next to an airport, perhaps with a rental car, you might be paying around $6 per gallon. Although Gas Buddy predicts the average price nationwide could dip below $3 a gallon by next month.
Of course, there are plenty of apps to help you find cheaper gas, and now there's one designed to help you become a better driver. There's a huge need for that. Every year, about 50 million people around the world get into traffic accidents, and more than a million of those crashes are fatal. The problem is getting worse as developing countries see an increase in the number of people driving cars. A pair of MIT professors have developed that better driving app, and I recently stopped by to check it out.
My name is Hari Balakrishnan. I'm the founder and CTO of Cambridge Mobile Telematics, which is a startup company here in Cambridge that is trying to make roads safer around the world.
Hari Balakrishnan's company is doing that by trying to make safer drivers. It's created an app that monitors your driving habits, then gives you a score and driving tips, and may lead to insurance discounts.
It automatically detects when you're in the car and driving. It detects when you've stopped driving, and then it provides feedback to you.
Basically, you get a report card from your phone once you're done driving.
That's exactly right.
You're graded on several factors, including how suddenly you accelerate, how quickly you drive, how abruptly you brake, and whether you're distracted. So if you pick up your phone to make or take a call or send or read a text message, the app downgrades your score.
Let's say you're someone who tailgates a lot. Is that something that this app is likely to pick up on?
It would, to the extent that you're braking. And I think most people who tailgate probably do have some sort of a braking happening, and that's why
a lot of sudden, frequent hard braking.
Yes.
The technology that does this, position sensors, gyroscopes, accelerometers, is already in most smartphones for online games and mapping. And the data generated can be revealing. For one thing, Balakrishnan says, many drivers underestimate how often they take their eyes off the road.
What we found is that a lot of people say, well, I didn't use my phone. And then we show them on the app information about what they did and for how long. And then they go, oh, yeah, you're right. And I myself am to blame. I mean, I had a really poor score when I started. Now it's safe to say that not only am I a better driver because I don't touch my phone while driving, but my kids who sit in the back seat, and if they see me touch the phone, they start telling me that I'm going to get into trouble. And so it's actually taught them a lot.
Teenage drivers could especially benefit from a driving report card, Balakrishnan believes. That's because car accidents are a leading cause of death among young people.
So can we take a ride and use
the
app?
Yes, absolutely. Let's do that.
Minutes after we hit the road, Balakrishnan hurts his score by reaching for his iPhone.
As I watch from the passenger seat, I can vouch for the fact that you look distracted as you pick up your phone. Your eyes keep darting from the road down to the keyboard.
It's one of the most dangerous things you could be doing.
Then, in an unplanned demonstration of another hazard of not keeping your eyes on the road, Balakrishnan takes a wrong turn, and we're in gridlock.
So that's a great lesson in the perils of distracted driving.
That's
you end up not where you wanted to be.
That's right.
For the purposes of our tutorial, Balakrishnan sacrifices his score even more over the course of our ride. He accelerates suddenly, brakes hard, and fiddles with his phone. The whole time, the app tracks his every move. When we return to his parking garage, it quickly delivers a verdict.
So you can see I pop up the app, and you can see here, today's date, 10:58 a.m., 5.2 kilometers, 28 minutes, and that's stuck in traffic. But you can see I have 2 stars here, and it's red.
Out of 5 possible stars.
2 out of 5 stars. This is not a good drive. This
right,
is not fact, one I'm proud
other
of.
Other drives in your list there are green stars, which I assume green is better than red.
Green's better than red. I got 4 stars, for example, on my morning commute, and this particular drive was just 2 stars. So let's take a look and see what I did.
The app shows a map of our exact driving route, pinpoints where Balakrishnan's driving was subpar, and gives feedback on how he could drive better. Its main recommendations are that he slow down and eliminate distracted driving.
You know, it can be irritating when, say, a spouse tells you you're tailgating or you're slamming on the brakes at a red light. This seems like maybe a more objective voice saying you're doing something not particularly safe right now.
I can vouch for that from personal experience. It's a lot better when the app tells you.
Than when your husband or wife does it.
That's right.
The app is free, but not yet available in the U.S. Cambridge Mobile Telematics makes money from the app by crunching the raw data it generates for businesses whose customers use it.
Let's say you're just a lousy driver. Your app report card reflects that. The insurance company gets it and says, this person is a menace. Is there a risk you're going to lose your insurance, your premium's going to go up?
There is always a risk of that.
For now, though, the one insurance company that has launched the app, Discovery Insurer in South Africa, uses it to reward customers, not penalize them. It gives discounts on insurance and gas to clients with good scores. Discovery CEO Anton Ossip says customers who use the app have significantly lower rates of crashes and more fender benders than fatalities. And he says when clients initially score poorly, they show quick improvement in the days following.
So an immediate reaction to, I thought I was a good driver. Clearly, I'm not a good driver. I need to do something to improve it.
Discovery Insurer also encourages clients to compete over who can score highest, and it says that friendly gamesmanship is quite motivational.
The people that had more friends that they invited to challenge each other had about twice the improvement in driving behavior as opposed to those that didn't. If they know that they're now competing with their friends and family, they're almost embarrassed to not drive well.
That's just the psychological impact it's had on Hari Balakrishnan, who's also a computer science professor at ultra-competitive MIT.
When I started using this, I thought I'd be getting an 80. And when I got a 30, it was shocking. And I'm now much better than I used to be, and I know I'm going to get there to 70 or 80. I just know it's a matter of time.
So for you, it really did become a competitive thing. You wanted to increase your score, and that made you drive more safely.
That's absolutely true. That is the main reason that's driven me, is to start to approach these people who are at the 90s and the 100s. I mean, this is the only thing in my life where I'm at a 50. when it comes to competition.
For the time being, that healthy rivalry is limited to employees of Cambridge Mobile Telematics and some of their friends and family members who are trying out the app. But the company hopes to eventually offer it to additional insurance companies and employers around the world.